This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 16th of September. I'm Roger Hearing. So, what's been happening on the markets? Well, I've been speaking to Doug McIntyre of financial advice firm 24/7 Wall Street, who's in New York. And I first asked him about the upcoming launch of the Chinese giant Alibaba on the New York Stock Exchange.
I think that the bankers may find out that they've overpriced it. You remember that when the first day that Facebook traded, the bankers might have been a little greedy. They priced it right at the level of demand, and it traded down most of the day. I think that there's some nervousness that that could happen with Alibaba now that they've raised their IPO price.
In general, are you getting a sense of the market taking this on board and thinking this is going to be something that's really going to work, or is it really going to be a bubble in the end?
I think because of the size of the Chinese market, because of the growth of broadband in China, that in general, there's reason to be optimistic. The first day or week or month of trading could be choppy, but, you know, the Chinese market is so huge, and the middle class there is growing so fast that I think if you look at it on reflection, it's probably a pretty good deal.
But it's strange that this is launching in the U.S. and not in China, in a way. You kind of think that the Chinese must resent this a bit.
You know, I'm sure that they do. But if you look at global investors, they expect things to trade on either NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange, even if they do trade locally. And I think Alibaba has been very clever about that. I don't think you see a lot of U.K. or U.S. investors buying things on the Shanghai.
Doug McIntyre there, a financial advice firm, 24/7 Wall Street. In terms of numbers, Wall Street, the Dow ended up 0.6% at 17,131. Here in London, the 100 share index ended down 0.2% at 67.92. And gold is currently trading at $1,235 an ounce. And oil prices are important at the moment. November New York Light crude was up $1.82 at $93.64 a barrel.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBCWorldBiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBCBusiness.